Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Our devotion for today is entitled, Home Runs. Our scripture is from Proverbs chapter 16, verses 2 and 3. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Recently, someone spoke to me of home runs. He seemed to speak with amazement and wonder. But I wonder if it is really something to marvel at. Please bear with my labored sports metaphor. Whether we contemplate the greatest hitters of all time or the average hitter, certain things are a given in the game. When we walk to the plate, many variables are out of our control, and each attempt is a once-in-a-lifetime situation. Whether it is a pitcher we have never faced, or simply the uncertainty of what pitch will be thrown next, we struggle to predict what will come next. Even on days when we are on our own home field, where we have practiced and we are facing our best-known opponents, we still don't control the wind, the brightness of the sun, or the noise and distraction of the crowd. And what about when the bat shatters? Then there is the uncertainty of traveling to an unfamiliar ballpark. Every field has a different distance to the fence. Some ballparks are famous for unforgiving conditions like swirling winds. Fenway Park even has the green monster at 37 feet 2 inches in height. No player, no matter how great or how many home runs he has hit in the past, controls whether he hits a home run on a given pitch or even on a specific day. If a person could do that, then he or she would hit a home run at every at-bat, when the reality is that the best of the best get on base 1 out of 3 times. Home runs are so rare that the best of the best hit a home run 1% of the time. As humans competing against humans, we don't control the field or the fence. We don't control the other players. We don't control the weather. So it all comes down to how we play the game. I'm going to propose something shocking. What if we play the game as if there is no fence? Instead of aiming for the fence, what if we listen to Jesus and realize the fence isn't the point of the game? What if we play the game so that every hit is a home run, not because we view ourselves as the star, but because God guides our effort? What if we spent our time taking down the fence, or at least placing it where the person we are facing can hit a home run also? God's love is universal. It is infinite. It is a home run every time at bat. It knows no fence or boundary of any kind. I think I will live in a world where God built my ball field. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. As we step to the plate, may your plan be what guides us. May we persevere when we strike out. May we give the glory to you, Lord, when we hit the proverbial home run. Teach us how to lower the fence for those that need our help. Let us all play ball together in the name of the one who built the ballpark. Amen. This devotion was written by Jill Pope and read by Susan Daves.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.